Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name, seal that up real nice, is Doug.
Hi, Doug.
And I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
See, I knew that the LA crowd could handle a tricky cue like that. Coming to you from the UCB Theater Franklin location in Los Angeles. It's Tuesday, December 5th, 2017, and I'm hoping to see some name tags. Oh, good. There's some name tags. Lots of them. Oh, this is, wow. Quite a selection. What's this one right here where my face is split in two? What does that say?
Me, myself, and Colleen.
Me, myself, and Colleen. And you are Colleen?
Yeah.
But I'm on the poster with my face all split up.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw that one on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe Instagram.
Both.
Both. Listen, there's no way I saw it on both. I don't have time for that shit. What's this big one over here that's all, the edges are all rolled in?
Texas Chadsaw Massacre.
Texas Chadsaw Massacre. You know, you're just under the wire because we've only got a few more shows left this year. Best name tag of the year. So congratulations on that, Chad. And thank you to everyone for bringing name tags, and get ready to whip those out in a few minutes. Doug plugs, next Tuesday, December 12th, night one of Doug Loves Movies, 12 Guests of Christmas at Largo here in Los Angeles. Sold out! Yeah, you guys did it. But Wednesday, December 13th, there's some seats available. So, and not only are there seats available for that, but it will be night one of Tate Crazy Nights. So Jeff Tate will be there here in LA, and then he will travel with me to seven more cities. It's eight shows in eight cities over eight nights. Orlando, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, San Francisco, and Sacramento. Godspeed and good luck to both of us to make it to all of those shows, and for there to be strong competitors against Jeff in each market. All the deets are at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
What was that? Did you throw a no at the end? Yeah, no! Yeah, no! I love that character. Dave Koechner played a character on SNL where he would just, everything he'd say, he'd go, no, at the end of it. He'd take everything back right away. This is really weird.
From the curiosity department. Yeah, it's a new department that we opened up. That we opened up here on the show for the holidays. Curiosity department. The guest who never showed up at the 12 Guests of Christmas New York City night two. Any guesses?
Oh, John Hamm.
Not John Hamm. He's not a no-show kind of guy. Don't you besmirch John Hamm like that. Mark Wahlberg would show up. It's his favorite thing to do. Other than being in movies where Kevin Spacey's removed. That had to be good news for Mark Wahlberg. Hey, we got to reshoot scenes with Christopher Plummer because Kevin Spacey's out. Okay, I'll be there. I'm going to look good. I'm going to feel good. But yeah, the person who didn't show up for reasons I still don't know about was the great T.J. Miller. Which would have been a very different show if he was guest number 13 of a 13-guest episode. So maybe might have been for the best. That'd be funny if I texted him, where were you? And he just writes back, it was for the best. I brought some stuff for the prize bag. I brought a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Feels like it's a big one. I brought my white sunglasses from the Impractical Jokers Cruise number 2. Because these sunglasses, they're super cheap, so they get like... you can't look through them after a while. But I wore them in lots of pictures on Instagram and stuff, so it's got to be super valuable to one of you guys. Yeah, I mean, these are all these all have my DNA on them. I also have a sippy cup from when I saw a Broadway show. I think it was when this one might be from I saw the band's Visit with Tony Shalhoub, and it was terrific. United gave me this tin full of like deodorant and that's it. It's just full of deodorant. I got on the plane and they're like, here you go. Someone complained. Oh, here's a peacemaker pipe that's only been used once or twice. Oh, and here's a little version of it. So you got two sizes of the Christmas pipe. And then from Cute Streak Designs, who has given us lots of posters over the years, this is a cool redo of The Shining. Yeah, with the like... twin girls, but with the wallpaper. Was it wallpaper or carpeting? The carpeting. And then there, look at between two of them down there at the bottom is a tiny little Overlook Hotel. Anyway, it's super cool. Does it say something on the back I'm supposed to say? At CuteStreak or CuteStreak.com. That's CuteStreak.com. Did you really write it on there twice so I'd say it that way? Where is she?
I'm a loser.
Hey, how's it going? But anyway, thank you so much for that. I always love items that don't fit in the bag. And we got lots more stuff from my guests. As you can see, we got 4 guests coming out here. So let's get them out here. Please give a warm welcome to Jonathan Scheck, Joe Lynch, Clark Wolf, and Josh Wolf. Come on out here, grab a seat.
Yeah.
While the grabbing is hot. Exciting. Ooh. What a panel.
Hey, we were talking backstage.
Uh-oh.
And
revolt.
Here's the panel. None of us have ever won this game.
The nope. Losers group.
Losers club.
So somebody is walking out of here a fucking winner tonight.
Well, all right. Let's meet you individually. Oh. Starting with the person who's never lost because he's never been on the show before. Yeah, yeah. So that's not fair to say that he's one of the losers.
I didn't call him a loser. I just said he never lost.
All right. But be sure to use your microphone voice, Jonathan.
I need to.
It's Jonathan Scheck, everybody.
Holy shit. I did not bring my Doom Generation Laserdisc tonight. God damn it.
Guess what I got for
you? Uh-oh.
Could you imagine if he just
That'd
pulled
be amazing if he whipped that out of it.
Check you that fucking out, right? Brilliant man. Amazing.
It's like the Wizard of Oz. Do you have that thing you do album in there for me?
Yes.
Oh.
Bend over, Scheck. Let's do this.
Of course you were, in the classic That Thing You Do, but also you've got something currently that you're... like a publicist reached out to me to ask if you could be on the show, and I said, of course, because I'm a big fan.
I have a play here on Friday night. No, I actually did a play here a long time ago.
When it was called The Tamarind?
Yes.
Holy shit. Yep. That's crazy.
I think it was Danny in the Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, really? Yeah.
By what's his name?
John Patrick Shanley.
Yeah.
That guy.
That's the one.
Yeah.
But I have a movie.
I knew who I meant.
That covers a lot of them, too. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, with the three names, yeah. I would have said that next. That would have been my next clue. But you're doing great. How do you think you'll do at movie trivia?
My wife is excellent.
My wife! So do we need to have her like standing behind you?
I love it when people walk into that fucking one.
Can I have my phone handy? She's going on this show called Shazam, and she's going to win us a fucking $1 million.
What, is that the Jamie Foxx thing?
Yep.
Where you have to be quicker at guessing songs than Shazam?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah,
wait,
I know.
Really?
Awesome.
She has
true,
that
that's
skill?
Really a thing.
Yeah, she does. Anyone got a song they want to play her?
Wait, quicker than Shazam?
Two princes.
I mean, doesn't Shazam just get it like instantaneously?
No.
Shazam has to think about it for a while.
It kind of like pulsates for a little bit. It spins. There's a spinning wheel.
Shazam really does make it seem like, the name makes it seem like it happens right away. Shazam! Right?
Yeah.
That makes it seem like it's happening immediately. Shazam! That's
it's
misleading.
Not called Shaventually.
Exactly.
So she's definitely going on that show?
I don't know if it's definitely not. Are you definitely
not
going
anymore.
To the show? She fucking practices all fucking day long.
Holy shit.
I know every song
what
myself.
Is she practice just keeps changing the stations on the radio and just yelling out what
that's
it is?
My job as I'm driving. Try this one. Try that
wait,
one. No, we don't do the 40s.
You only get to listen to 3 seconds of a song at a time all day? That would drive me fucking crazy. Yeah. Wouldn't it? Oh my God.
That's like a lot of short elevator rides.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for being here. And
it's a pleasure. I do have a movie coming out.
Oh, okay,
out.
Yes. What's
January
your movie?
5th, it comes out. It's called The Day of the Dead Bloodline.
There you
which
go.
Which is a new.
Yeah, the trailer dropped today, right?
Yeah.
You're the new bub.
I'm
you guys
the new
remember
bub.
The original Day of the Dead, Romero?
Mm hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, a bunch of art house fuckers in there.
You don't really have to ask them questions. You can just talk to me.
Sorry.
I totally remember it. And there was a more sentient zombie in that movie.
That's who
and that's
Jonathan's
what you
playing.
Will play in this new version.
Yes. I just would smoke a lot of chronic and just go out there with a bunch
same
of
same name?
No, it's a different name.
What they are you called in this one?
This is called Max.
Okay.
Not as good as Shazam.
I saw in your IMDb you played Doug in something.
I probably played Doug before.
No, like something that's not out yet. That's that you've done recently.
Yeah, I think that was a pedophile.
What? I was all excited that a handsome person was named Doug in something. Because so far it's just George Clooney and me are the only Dougs that are worth looking at.
No, really, I play a pedophile in this movie.
Okay, all right. Forget it. You know, I'm worried that the allegations, you know, there's some secrets about me that might come out soon. I think some women are going to step forward and say that I forced them to play movie trivia. I asked first. Do you want to be on my movie trivia show?
A few men.
They say yes, that's consent, isn't it? All right, let's say hello to, it's been a minute since you've been here, but you're back. It's Joe Lynch, everybody. Speaking of new movies, Mayhem.
I have a new movie too.
Yes, yeah. And it's called Mayhem.
Yes. Not Mayhem. Mayhem.
Mayhem.
I've made this mistake many times.
Does it have an exclamation point like the movie Mother?
Mayhem. I wish if it had Mayhem, that would be so much cooler. No, but it does have.
It's just, it's well, it's, you know, it's a feature-length film full of mayhem. So, you know, they're hoping people ease into it. They don't need to scream mayhem at people immediately.
That'll be the sequel.
But I saw it. When did I see it? South by Fantastic Fest?
Yeah, one of those.
One of those. And loved it, of course. And it's very extremely entertaining. And it's just showing up everywhere now.
Blowing up.
Yeah. So where's the latest place people can see it?
It is currently on all the V's, the O's, the D's, the iTunes, the Amazons. It's not on BitTorrent. It is on BitTorrent. Fuckers. But it's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray on December 26th, so it can be your number one exchange item. Trust me, you do not want that fucking copy of Transformers that your uncle got you. You want mayhem. So switch that shit out. It'll do us good.
The nerve of them to make a Transformers movie that like promises it might be over by using the word last in the title.
Yeah.
Very angering.
The penultimate night. That was the original title.
There's going to be more nights, goddamn
it. There will be more.
Yeah, for sure. And then the other thing we have to promote, Joe Lynch, is this Friday.
Yes.
I'm going to participate, and I'm so excited, in a, you're doing a 48-hour.
Yeah, we did the second annual 48-hour Save a Yorkie marathon that we did last year where, do you guys know the movie, the Hatchet movies at all, Frozen? Adam Green and I do a podcast called The Movie Crypt.
Frozen. Do you want to build a snowman?
The other one, Doug. Sorry.
Did you hear that the 21-minute Olaf short before Coco
got
people so angry that Disney pulled it?
Yeah. I was so mad it wasn't on there. I was so excited.
I want to see it. I want to see it. I hear it's terrible, but I do want to see it.
Me too.
It's the Room of Olaf movies. Yeah, I want to see that.
Hi, Sven. James Franco is going to play Olaf.
Have you seen that movie yet, The Disaster Artist?
I did see The Disaster Artist. It's very good.
Fucking great movie.
Yeah, it's very.
You guys should see it too.
Yeah, and Franco's extremely good in it. So,
So I got this podcast. We're doing it for 48 hours, Friday to Sunday. I'm bringing us back around again.
Yes,
Doug.
Thank you.
Bringing us
Keep
back
this
around
thing
again.
On
Keeping
the road,
the shit
Joe.
Rolling.
Direct this show tonight.
Okay, camera A, take A. Camera B, take B. We're doing this starting on Friday. We're going live. We're gonna have special guests like bottom feeding. But we have. I mean, no, it's gonna be great.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are we watching? Point. So what we're doing is
we're
staying
just
up
gonna
for 48
do
hours.
For a few, I'll be there for a few hours.
You'll be there
doing
for a few hours.
48 hours of continuous
broadcast.
Guests and just
guests, musical.
You guys have to stay
comedy.
Awake the whole time.
You're staying awake the whole time.
We stay awake so they don't get put to sleep.
Whoa.
Tagline game,
it's a
that shit.
Tagline, six seasons in a movie.
Yeah.
Hashtag that. It's all going for a good cause. Last year we raised 15 grand, and this year we're hoping to go for a solid 16. We'll be up for 48 hours straight starting this Friday.
Let's get 20.
Temper expectations, right. Doug. Come on.
And we won't say exactly when I'm going to appear over the 48 hours. Let's just say you got to watch the whole thing.
The whole thing to get your Doug fix.
So where do they watch it?
It'll be pretty much everywhere. It's going to be on YouTube. Go to Geek Nation. We're going to probably start spreading it out all over the place like a disease. All the Twitters. You'll see it. So go to geeknation.com.
All right. Also joining us on the panel tonight is one of my, I'd say she is definitely in my top two wolves of all the wolves out there. It's Clark Wolf, everybody.
Hello.
Number one, of course, is Scott Wolf.
No, I understand. I get it. I totally get it.
But you're number four with a bullet.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to pass that cousin, the other cousin that acts.
Yeah,
you're going to pass him.
Yeah, Gary. Yeah.
Bias Wolf. Acclaimed author.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And my wife's a director, so I'm probably below her.
Yeah, you're definitely going
to... Yeah, so...
Oh, she took your name?
Huh?
She's a wolf?
Yeah, she's a wolf.
And she's directed a movie that's coming out in January.
Yeah, it's coming out in January, January 19th. It's called Forever My Girl. She wrote and directed it.
That's awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Good for her.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Come on. No smattering of applause. She's support indie awesome. Cinema.
It was the number one trailer on iTunes. It's got like, I think 16 million views right now.
16 million.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
Holy shit. That needs an exclamation point.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So it's
you'll get an
stuff.
Extra mil.
Wait, what's it called again?
Forever My Girl.
Forever My Girl.
Yeah.
Or you could put a comma
on a double feature with Mother. But we're talking to Clark now, Josh.
Sorry.
Please, please step back.
All the wolves. It's the wolf pack.
Right? Exactly. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Thank you for having
me. Repeat visitor.
I'm happy to be here.
How'd you do? You had to go up against Sam Levine the first time?
Well, so Sam, you know, Sam and I play in a movie trivia league on Collider Video. Mm-hmm. And I actually beat him at trivia.
Of course.
Now, Sam invited me or encouraged Mr. Doug over here to invite
Mr.
me.
Doug.
Mr. Doug.
All right. Yeah. Just go ahead and just do the bathroom in the kitchen today.
Oh no. But
you just don't get called Mr. and then your first name that often.
No. Oh, Mr. Doug.
Oh, Mr. Doug.
That's a sitcom right there. Sell that shit right now.
So I played against Sam and Rob Lurie, the director mm-hmm. of The Contender.
Yeah.
And they both named movies Willem Dafoe was not in. And somehow I lost Last Man Standing.
Oh, okay. So no chip on the shoulder there.
Nope. No.
You're very cool with what happened.
No.
It's totally in the rear view.
Totally.
But all right. Well, I think, you know, I don't know. Joe's always pretty good at this, but.
I've lost both times.
It could be.
This is going to be great. I'm going to get my trilogy of loss tonight.
It could be anyone's game
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game.
Why did Josh perk up when I said it could
Josh
be anyone's
coming in
game?
For the
you
kill.
Said it could be. It could be three out of the four. Jonathan's a wild card, but you're a
you know what you're
a wolf card, yeah. Which means you're just looking for somewhere to pee.
I actually think that Clark's gonna win. That's my if I'm going in, I'm going in. If I'm betting tonight,
it's
I'm
just because I have glasses on, so it looks like I know things.
Right, you're not
These
wearing a
real.
Dumb hat.
Whoa.
Oh.
Didn't say anybody else's was dumb. I just said she's not wearing a dumb hat. So Joe's hat is kind of going for a little perestroika, or it's got kind of a foreign vibe.
It's got frills?
No, it's got kind of like you look, it's like kind of a Russian feel to it.
Don't go there.
I don't know.
Don't get topical.
I'd say something about Josh's hat, but I have no
don't
idea what's going on.
Are
on
you
that
saying
thing.
That Joe has rigged the game? Is that what you're saying with his Russian hat?
Duh.
I don't know. You might have a very qualified woman up here who really should win.
Oh, shit. Hey. Qualified woman. Qualified woman.
I would love to. Can I be in that reboot? Can you direct the qualified woman?
That's what wait, you should say. It should be a song like qualified woman, and then just cut to you like,
yeah,
yes,
just yeah. Getting stuff done.
Yeah.
All right,
Mr.
Speaking
Doug.
Of stuff, I hope each of you brought something for the prize
yes.
bag. We'll start with Joe.
All right,
he's
I brought
fired
a,
up.
I brought a ton of shit.
No.
All right, so we got,
should end with you.
No, we got a. Signed Mayhem poster, boom.
Oh, there we go. Should have had that earlier when we were talking about it.
Get the visual. Oh, shit, it's bent. Well, near condition.
But here's what you do. You take it home, you get out your biggest books, and you lay them down on the ground.
Yeah, look, like, we'll put some DVDs on there, some Blu-rays. So we got a sitcom that I was on called Holliston.
Second season.
Flattened
Mayhem poster.
It's a movie called Chillerama that I did that's really fucked up and disgusting. A DVD copy of Chillerama, just in case, for all you Luddites. And also this really fucking cool book that I got an extra copy of. It's all these 80s video covers done by this guy called The Dude Designs. It's really fucking cool. And actually, I found out that there's a movie called Mayhem up there mm-hmm. with a guy that looks like... kind of looks like Jonathan a little bit. You in a movie called Mayhem in 1985?
I may have done that.
Was your character named Doug?
Yes.
Done.
That's the movie.
So it's wrapped. And in a box.
Yeah.
You have a bag.
Yeah, this is always great when the wrapping's still on there. It means you haven't played with it.
Yet.
Yeah. So all of that.
Yep, there you go.
From you.
Do I have to put this back now?
And, oh, this book actually turns out to be the perfect thing to flatten this poster.
This shit is your secret Santa come true, all right? Like, you got your office party all set.
All right. Clark brought a bag that says Olaf's Frozen Adventure on it.
It sure does. No, we got rid of that.
Is it an NBC Today bag?
It said that at first, and then I said, get out of here, Olaf. Okay, so this is a cocoa bag.
It's a beautiful cocoa bag.
It sure is. This is a little bit of a hodgepodge here.
Okay. Oh, he's got to dump it all out.
Yeah. It's a cocoa bag. Oh, shit.
Wow. You can thank you. Microphone voice. Okay. So I went to the junket for cocoa and they gave me all kinds of fun things. There was, these are fruit to goes. And this is.
Because they know it's going to be a long time in the cinema sitting through Olaf's shit before.
And when you're cold, because it's cold watching Olaf the Snowman, here is Abuelita's Mexican hot chocolate just for you.
Whoa.
And a cocoa music pick, right?
Right.
And you want that? Yes. You want which one? This one?
Yes.
Okay.
I will donate.
Whoa.
Society.
Jonathan's going to take something. That's the guests do have the option of taking stuff from the prize bag. So if you want that.
He's being dad of the year. And you know what's
Funko
funny?
Pop,
is that it actually comes upside down. So he's hanging upside down.
Oh, he is. It's a Funko Spider-Man.
Oh, man. Okay. I have a little 4-year-old.
So, Jonathan's going to hang on to that.
I got a 4-year-old.
He's got a 4-year-old he's neglecting and he's feeling guilty, so he's gonna take that home to him.
So this is a fun. Do you think you'd like the Spider-Man box?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just you are the big winner tonight,
John. Just give the kid all the shit.
But you guys get the Spider-Man Through the Years comics, so it has all these fun like covers
that's
in
cool.
here.
Ooh.
And then you guys can take what you want. It's up to you. And then you have an Atomic Blonde T-shirt.
Oh. Okay.
Nice. And so this is the thing that's actually kind of fun for me. I just launched a podcast of my own. It's called Sending the Wolf. Which, yes, is a little Pulp Fiction reference. And our first guest was with Sam Levine, and we talked about The Godfather. So you get a copy of The Godfather on Blu-ray. Our second guest talked about Vertigo. So you get a copy of that. And our third guest next week, Mark Bernardin, who's half of Fat Man on Batman with Kevin Smith, he talked about The Terminator. So you get The Terminator all on watching things.
Oh, he's the not Kevin Smith half of that?
That's right.
Cool.
He's the Batman half. So that's
when it's called Fat Man on Batman, I thought it was just Kevin. I didn't know there was an additional Fat Man.
I didn't name the show.
But you did name Sending the Wolf, and where can people hear that?
They can hear it on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or on my website, clarkwolf.com.
Clark with an E, Wolf with an E.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, let's put all that stuff in the bag and pass it on over. Jonathan, I know we discussed this through publicists, so did you understand the concept of that you have to bring everything you own?
No, I did not.
Yeah, we just say bring a thing. Did you bring a thing?
No, I'm going to do the play that I did here before.
You're going to do it for them like in their living room?
No. Yes. Yes.
That'd be a great gift.
I have
gift.
A refrigerator because I remember sitting on top of it.
So you got your thing in your pocket?
Yeah, I do have something.
Okay, cool.
Let me hold your microphone for you.
No, I can't.
Just got it.
I played Harry Houdini.
He's been working with pockets for 10 years.
I just have a signed Tom Hanks. No, I'm just kidding.
That would be mine.
I have a copy of a movie I did called...
Nice.
Prom Night.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I love it.
I play another villain in this one also.
You signed it.
Yeah.
The villain named Doug, signed. I'm sure.
Oh my God, I am Doug in this movie.
Is it?
No.
All right, Pat, let's go ahead and throw that in the cocoa bag there. Thank you, Clark.
And so,
what did Josh Wolf bring us?
You know how I usually forget.
Yeah, today I intentionally didn't remind you because I thought it'd be funny if you forgot again.
Yeah. So I forgot. But when I pulled up in my car, I found a Children Are Assholes koozie. And it just a koozie from my podcast, but although the real prize is that fucking Children Are Assholes.
Wait, you have a koozie that you produced for your podcast?
I'm not as excited about it.
And then one you just randomly
I
have.
Fucking love that. No, that's a song I sing in my act.
Oh, the Children Are Assholes?
Yeah.
So you made this one also?
Yes, yes. I didn't
you
just
really
find
made it.
It
feel like you've
I found it in my car.
Like you didn't create this item.
Oh, no, I did create that item. Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic branding, I must say.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, so someone's going to win all of this stuff tonight, and...
maybe this stuff too.
Good luck to everybody.
Or is that just not as cool to go in the bag?
Or flattening it out.
He's going to flatten your
that,
poster.
But
oh, you're still in process.
Poster, yeah.
Oh.
I'm still trying to make it fresh and new. But man, this movie, dude, I mean, I've got so many thoughts about it, but the first one that comes to mind is that it's balls to the wall cinematic art anarchy.
Can I quote you on the poster? Anarchy.
Oh, someone already did say that on the poster. But it also is. It's
no,
truly,
but it doesn't say balls to the wall. Anarchy. Doug Benson.
It's definitely a violent masterpiece. I'm not going to argue with that.
I also heard it's relentlessly entertaining.
Yeah, I don't know if I
by,
want relentlessness.
HeyYouGuys.com. Actually, they screwed that up. It's supposed to be Hey You Guys, and I think it just says Hey You Guy.
All right.
So one guy thought it was relentlessly entertaining.
Well, aside from your own motion picture, Joe, what have you seen lately? Like, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw I, Tonya last night. Fucking loved it. You guys want to see
I'm
Goodfellas
jealous.
On Ice. That's it. Absolutely the movie. Trust me, when you're watching this movie, you're going to go, fucking Lynch, he was totally right. It's Goodfellas on Ice. Remember like when Scorsese would kind of keep doing the same thing? Like after Goodfellas, he did Casino, which is essentially Goodfellas in Vegas. Well, this is, if Scorsese had done a Tonya Harding movie, it's that is the movie. It's fucking great.
I mean, I already wanted to see it.
Yeah,
but now.
It's from the director of the Lars and the Real Girl, Craig Gillespie.
Okay.
Margot Robbie is in it, who's fucking great. Sebastian Stan, the guy who played the Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Does not look anything like him. It's really good. It's gonna sneak up on you this winter season.
Yeah, from Neon, which is a new
Tim League's mm-hmm. new company.
Yeah,
very cool.
All right, good answer.
That's it.
Yep.
Okay. I saw Coco.
No points, but good answer. You saw Coco without the Olaf thing.
Without, I was kind of disappointed. To be
people
honest.
Hate the Olaf thing though.
Yeah, but
they say it's too long and that it's bad.
But I paid money to see that fucking short. I want my money's worth. I was promised a 22-minute goddamn piece of shit, and I wanted that goddamn piece of shit. And I didn't get it. I was a little... although, that's right. I went to a screening. I didn't pay for it. Sorry.
That's weird. Sorry. They didn't show it at a screening. It was...
There's a lot of pissed off little kids in that screening. I will tell you that. Okay. Including mine, so...
No, Olaf!
They were not happy.
Because in a real, like in a theater environment, there's 20, 25 minutes of trailers, then a 21-minute Olaf thing. So you're 40 minutes in before
That's
you get
brutal.
To see Coco. Yeah. So anyway, as of Friday, you won't have to sit through it anymore. Supposedly.
So I have until Friday.
I do want to. I want to.
Let's
I wanna
go see Olaf
and then
leave. I'll do
That's
it.
Exactly what I want to do.
I'll do it.
I'll see Coco eventually, but I'm strangely more excited about Olaf now.
Just to see what all the fuss is about.
Yeah.
Just
to see why they have to pull it. Like, it's that brutal. But
how
21
bad
minutes
could
is long
be?
Ass for a short.
Yeah, that is
like,
long.
You know, and especially at the movies. Usually a cartoon before the movie's like 7
but
minutes.
But how bad could a cartoon be if kids don't like it? Like,
also, of Frozen, I mean? Which also theoretically, if they're coming to see Coco, they're going to be fans of Frozen
yeah,
already.
How bad could it be? Because they were saying the kids didn't fucking like it. That's crazy.
It's just confusing. It's just like, I'm here to see Coco, and then all this shit starts happening. It just feels like a really long trailer, probably, because all the trailers are for kids' movies.
Right.
All right, let's save this for the Charlie Rose.
Let's table this for another conversation. Sidebar this.
What's that? Oh, Charlie Rose too? Okay. You can't bring up any man in show business without somebody going, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
The accusations are on.
Yeah.
It's happening. Do you ever do anything bad, Jonathan? You're waiting for the other shoe to drop? I'm sorry.
Oh,
I meant, what was the last movie you saw?
Coco at the Soho.
Oh, it,
Coco at the Soho without the Orloff.
In,
without the Orloff? Count Orloff. That short did not go well either.
That's why those kids
The
didn't
Orloff
like it.
Short was the worst. Little esoteric.
Oh, man. Next time I'm going to say, hold the Orloff. Because it doesn't sound like a snowman. It sounds like a dessert. Frozen Orloff. Clark, did I ask you what the last movie you saw was?
Nope.
I apologize for skipping over you. So, Jonathan. What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw was Phantom Thread.
Oh, now you are the coolest person in the
room. You're showing off with this stuff that's not out yet. I like it.
I only got to see it because a friend of mine invited me to go with her. I wasn't invited to see it.
No, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, we weren't that concerned about
all right.
it.
Yeah.
Just excited for you that you saw it on
that one. Wow.
Yes.
And you like?
I ended up liking it, yeah.
Oh, that sounds like it's a slow
that's
burn.
A little wishy-washy.
Well, so...
I think I kind of contemplated liking it or not.
You know, I will be honest, I'm not the biggest Paul Thomas Anderson fan, but I love There Will Be Blood. I love it. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, so...
It's probably the least like all the rest of his movies.
That's probably why yeah. I like it, yeah. So this one started off a little rough for me, but I really... came around on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And it's not, I think anybody should go into it just completely blind, you know, just go, let it happen. Just let it happen.
Yeah, just close your eyes the whole time.
Yeah. Take a nap.
Go in blind, stay blind.
Stay blind.
Just listen.
It's wait for the Olaf short to unfold.
Exactly. Just wait
they
for that Olaf
they gotta put it somewhere,
Olaf
people.
Short. Yeah.
It's but more like a podcast than a movie. You should just listen to it.
Just listen.
Take a book with you.
Take a book.
That would be great to see. Just
but I dug it. And Daniel Day-Lewis is good. He's the least Daniel Day-Lewis, you know, but
right.
he's very good.
It's more subtle.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's very natural.
And it might be his last might be his last performance.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah. We'll see.
Okay.
Or is he Brett Favre? Yeah. Just gonna keep retiring.
I don't know. I mean, because what different? Why even announce it? Just stop making movies. Yeah. Just Gene Hackman that shit.
The best. He just disappeared.
Just stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to Mooseport. He peaked. He was like, I'm done. I'm going out.
See you later.
That really
Mooseport.
Was his last
Mooseport.
Movie.
Mooseport. You deep dive.
That's his last movie.
That was his last
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, it couldn't be Royal Tenenbaums, which is practically perfect. Yeah. And he's amazing in
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Has to be Welcome to Mooseport.
That Ray Romano classic.
What a legacy.
He's bummed.
But Ray Romano's great now, though, in everything he's in.
Like, he is.
You know, that Men wasn't his fault
age.
that movie was silly. I blame it all on Marcia Gay Harden. Jonathan, have you seen any movies lately? Coco, is that your answer?
Batman Lego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 15 times in a row.
Who was your favorite villain in that? Of all the villains, there's the Joker, there's the Riddler, there's Clayface.
Bane.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah. He was great.
Do the voice. Do the voice.
So good.
What?
Do the voice. Do the Bane voice. Come on. I got to tell my kids something. I got to tell them I met Bane. Come on.
This is more fun before you blew it. I wanted Jonathan to say something negative about it.
Come on.
But it is great.
He's seen it 15 times. I don't think he's got anything negative to say about it. Yeah. Shot in 2-3-5-1 too. And it's pretty special.
Was it really?
Yeah. So that's an anamorphic scope, motherfucker.
You can tell.
Right?
Yeah.
The scope of that movie is fantastic.
It is.
All right, I'm done.
My son loves it.
Hey,
that was unnecessary.
Does Bane say anything in the movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But his mouth doesn't move because he's got a mask over his face. So maybe you thought that was, you know, Harley Quinn was saying those lines.
Right.
Josh, what'd you see?
Wonder.
Oh.
I went to Wonder because my wife's trailer was playing in front of the movie. Yeah.
It was attached.
Yeah.
It was to most prints.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you'll go to see an attached trailer and it won't be there.
That happened also.
So it was your meet. It was your meet Joe Black. Remember that
so you
when
went to
Star
see,
Wars came out. It was your meet Joe Black.
Exactly.
So you went to see Wonder somewhere, and the trailer for your wife's movie wasn't on. It
was on. No. We went. It was we were told before, like a month earlier, it was gonna be in front of this movie.
Oh,
and we
okay.
went and we sat in front of the worst movie ever. But we went to see Wonder, and man, I'm gonna tell you, like, it is what you think it's gonna be, but that is good. Like if you're okay with just going in and feeling good. Honestly, and just feeling good for like an hour and a half. It's fun, man.
I just sit there and I'm like, yeah, man, this is fun tonight. I like this. Yeah. No,
I can't think of all the people I know, I think you enjoy ugly kids the most.
Yeah.
Did you have your koozie with you when you watched it?
I had my koozie and I was sipping an adult beverage. No, I went with my parents and Beth and it was a good time.
Yeah, I think everyone can go, right?
Yeah.
The little weird faced kid doesn't get caught masturbating at some point, does he?
Not in the
He's
movie.
Not there yet.
Yeah, no. Yeah, not yet. But that would have been an interesting
twist. Does anybody ever threaten the kid? Does anybody ever say, hey, you ugly kid, I'm going to lock you up in a room with your mother if you're not good? Because it's the same kid. All right. I just want to see Jacob Tremblay play a character that has a nice, happy life. I'm tired of him being
For once.
Stuck in rooms and... Ugly face.
He was a kid in Lights Ugly Out, face. Too.
Was he?
Yes, he was haunted by a light ghost lady.
He's going to be well-adjusted.
Yeah, he's had it rough, that kid. But I'm glad you liked it. I'm going to see it. It's certified, not certified, but it's fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I'm telling you guys, you will not be disappointed with going to that movie. You just won't be.
Some people, though, just straight up hate Julia Roberts no matter what she does.
I'm not a huge Julia Roberts fan.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm not a huge Owen Wilson fan.
He's in it.
And the movie was fucking great.
Wait, the kid?
Go to the movie. It was fun, I'm telling you.
Owen Wilson's the dad?
Yeah,
of that kid, and that kid's got a totally different weird nose.
Yeah, no. When you look closer, it's like, oh yeah.
You have to squint your eyes. There it is.
The Julia Roberts character blame Owen Wilson for their kid the entire time.
Yeah, they never speak the whole movie. Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh my god.
No, it's fun. Yeah, go. I'd go, man.
It's fun. I can't believe you're saying it's fun.
If you call me, I'd go with you. Yeah,
it's a laugh riot.
It's not a laugh riot, but like you sit there, you're like, that's nice. I'm kind of high, but you know what I mean. It's
not a remake of Mask, is it?
No. Although that would have been an interesting twist too.
I'm just. Does he think? Do you think he's talking about the mask or mask?
No, but that would have been awesome. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. To see that little kid go is smoking.
That would have been great, and have him fucking fly around the house. That would have been amazing. Turn his head into a hammer. Yeah.
All right. Well, that concludes the movie talk. Now it's time for the movie walk.
Oh, shit.
Did the talk, it's time to do the walk. Let the games begin! People brought name tags. They fashioned them out of various types of... we got donuts. Somebody's got donuts. But if each of you... Jonathan, do you know what's going on here?
I have no idea.
You have to go select one of these signs that people have made and bring it back to your seat, and then you'll play on their behalf when we play these games, which we will do right after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, you guys, there's no sponsor for this episode, so I thought I'd take a moment to remind everybody about Tate Crazy Nights. It starts on December 13th. Jeff Tate will be one of the 12 guests at the Largo 12 Guests of Christmas. And then for the next 7 nights, we're going to be doing Doug Loves Movies with me, your host, Doug Benson, plus Jeff Tate as a panelist in 7 different cities: Orlando, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, San Francisco, and Sacramento. For all the deets on all of those dates, go to DougLovesMovies.com. And don't forget about my stand-up shows during the holiday taint at the Irvine Improv and Doug Loves Movies at the American Comedy Company in San Diego on December 26th. That's becoming an annual tradition down there in San Diego, and it's always a lot of fun. Next Tuesday's 12 Guests of Christmas at Largo is completely sold out, so get your tickets for Wednesday and see Jeff Tate and 11 other guests battle it out on stage at Largo at the Coronet on La Cienega in Los Angeles. DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. It was a very pleasant name tag selection process. Josh, let's start with you. What you got the big
Wait,
one.
Did we get the commercials? Are the commercials done?
Yeah, they're done.
Okay, good.
The Texas Chad Saw Massacre.
Where's your microphone?
Nice.
I got the Texas Chad Saw Massacre.
Yes. Yeah. He brought it on a poster that refuses to stay flat.
Yeah.
It is a poster.
You can bring it over here. We'll put it under the book.
Put it
We're
under
out
the
of
book.
Books.
It'll fit. It'll totally work. Oh,
book
yeah.
Book flatten it. But his name's Chad.
Chad.
Okay, good job. Who are you playing for, Jonathan?
I'm playing for Jason Amy.
Jason Amy.
Jason Amy.
Jason Amy.
Good one.
Jason Say it like Amy? That. Sinister.
Yeah, it's a horror movie.
Jason
now.
Amy. A Kevin Smith joint. Like Red State.
Clark? Oh, there it is.
Isn't this great? This is Heather Will
Heather
Be
Heather Will
Heather
Be Blood.
Heather Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
And it has
My Mr. Face.
Starring Mr. Doug.
Oh my God.
You look so starring clean Mr. shaved. Doug, like you're so clean.
It's beautiful. She did such a good job.
You look so well adjusted.
It really is.
I love it.
People are just going to stare at that for the rest of the show.
Do you want me to turn it around?
It's real distracting.
Too distracting.
You don't want to turn it around because it's got a shithead on the back.
I got the shithead right here.
Oh, okay, perfect. I'll hold on to that. All right. Who are you playing for, Joe?
I can't get my mic around.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there it is there. Okay, here, you can hold that. Wow. I'm playing for me, myself, and Colleen. Very nice. Unsung Farrelly Brothers movie. No one likes that one. But I like you, Colleen. I like you, and we're going to win tonight.
Isn't that the movie
we're
that introduced
move, we're going to lose spectacularly.
Didn't that movie introduce the world to Anthony Anderson?
That one?
Yeah.
I thought it was Transformers.
No, he was in that movie.
No, there was like three black guys that are all together all the time.
Yeah, he was in that movie. Right, the three brothers, right?
Yeah. And
was he one of the brothers?
I think so, yeah.
Not one of the brothers. I'm white. I'm not falling for this one.
All right. So great job picking name tags, you guys. Now we're going to play a couple of games to determine who is going to win all this pile of stuff.
I'm so sorry, Colleen.
Because
I'm going to lose. Look who I'm up against.
Joe knows everything.
No.
You have a lot of information.
Yeah, you're really screwing this up now because I was like, Lynch lost again.
No, I'm serious.
All right, we'll see.
They'll never see us coming.
I know. That's what I'm hoping for.
You guys know things, too.
Oh, so we're teaming. It's teams now?
It
would be the wolf.
You each get a wolf? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Separate the wolves.
Everyone gets a wolf.
Hey, everybody. Everyone gets a wolf tonight.
You get a wolf.
All right. This first game we're going to play is called Live, Die, Repeat. Josh is probably the only one who's played this before.
Yeah, but I don't remember how to play it.
I'm going to say the name of a movie, and the first one of you that repeats it back correctly, the full title, wins.
Right.
Yeah, I do remember this one.
I'm fucked.
Are you making them harder now?
Harder? Moment. This game is supposed to be easier.
All you have to do is hear it and repeat it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. It doesn't get a lot easier than that. I'm still going fucking.
This is gonna.
Colleen, it's got to match the movie I've written down, but I'm gonna say it slowly so that you got plenty of chances to guess.
How do we
just
chime in?
Just guessing as
names?
Often as you like. No, just say the name of the movie.
Okay.
And but you, do you have a pre-guess?
I do not.
Okay. Anybody have a pre-guess?
Mac and Me?
No.
Damn it.
Okay. You know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. You know. You know.
Is it Day
I
of
threw
the
Mac
Dead?
And Me out. Like, come on.
Yeah, no, you did.
I tried.
Yeah.
All right, Day of the Dead?
No.
All right.
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas?
No.
Ooh, that's a good one. Though.
Wonder.
Great guess.
You're missing the exclamation point.
Wonder!
There it is. It's become quite a callback.
Is the family's last name Wonder? Why is it called Wonder? Or is the kid Love Bread? Why do they call it?
It's the prequel to Wonder Boys.
He's got an animal face and he loves bread.
It's not being bread.
It's the story of
with
Wonder.
With a spoon? That's why it's so much fun. He just eats bread.
It's all
bread. Does one eat bread with spoons?
Masa ball.
He's like a wood chipper. It's great. It's a great, great movie.
Okay, here we go. Get ready to say it fast, you guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah, get your microphone up, Joe.
What?
Get your microphone.
Sorry. my dick was gas.
yell into your dick.
Yell into your dick.
Oh. If I could do that, I would not leave home.
If only that was the name of a movie.
I was going to say. Yell it to your dick. Yell.
That's a good
time. Yell it to your dick. I got it.
Oh.
Here we
By
go.
The way, nobody in the history of the world has ever said yell it to your dick before. Why would you ever say that? Why would you ever say yell it to your dick? Why would you ever say that?
Until now.
Well, now there's a reason, I guess.
What if like a big hole opened up in your dick and then someone would say that just to see if it echoes?
Sure.
All right, ready?
No.
Bad.
Santa. Bad Santa.
Bad Santa 2.
That's correct.
Bad no way!
No!
Are you kidding? Really?
Sorry. Why are you clapping at that? Thank you.
Hey, and Doug, fuck it. You for making a bad Santa 2.
They made a bad Santa too?
Yeah.
They sure did.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
They were like, first bad Santa wasn't bad.
Did it star
Let's
Billy
Let's try
Bob
again. Yeah. Let's try to make a bad one.
From a story by Harvey Weinstein. Which is actually true. You think I'm lying? You know he was in it. We need another bad Santa. Maybe not.
I was really not happy with the scene where Billy Bob Thornton jerked off into a plant. What?
That's actually true.
What?
I never. Oh,
he did what?
And he said, "Yell it to your dick." Plant? That was the.
And when I say jerked off into a plant, I mean he jerked off into someone who was arranged to be in the audience.
What? What? He did what? To the audience? What?
Let's play Last Man Stanton. That's how we're going to determine a winner tonight, is with this game. Josh loves it when we do two names.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get two names of actors and actresses, and then we're going to take turns. Joe gets to go first for that big win you just had.
Feeling good.
We get to take turns naming movies they were both in. So you have to name a movie that one of them was in or the other one was in. It's got to be the full correct title. We'll go to Clark and then Jonathan and Josh and me. I like to play along on this one. And I don't know what the names are going to be. I've pre-selected two audience members, one of whose name tags got picked by one of you. So that's always interesting when that happens. Maybe both. Where's Curtis underscore Parker?
Hey.
Hey. Did you bring a name tag?
No.
Okay. But you do have a name for us for Last Man Stanton.
Yeah.
And you think it's a good one?
Yes.
You think it's going to be... You think Josh Wolf is going to like it? Let me just stop you right now. If it's Audrey Hepburn, he is not going to be happy.
Don't know if I can name not one
gonna
be, movie.
Yeah. He's not going to go lightly if it's... Her.
Good one.
Thanks. What do you got for us there, Curtis?
Julianne Moore.
Okay, that's an interesting one. Okay. We definitely need to fortify this with another name just to keep it interesting. So let's go to, I believe this is Jason Amy, Mighty underscore Boognish. Yep. Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. So you can really help... win yourself the prizes if you name an actor or actress that Jonathan Schech is familiar with.
I'm going to keep my original pick.
He's going with his original pick. I like your integrity and your stupidity. What do you get? What are we going with, Jason?
David Spade.
David Spade. All right, well, I could tell you pretty confidently that they're both not in anything together.
She got cut out of Joe Dirt 2.
There is a near miss. There's a near miss where they might have been in a movie together, but I'll explain that when it gets to me.
She's not blonde, so he wasn't in her.
Mm-hmm. Yelling at your dick!
I'm enjoying that. That's becoming
that
a callback.
Was the time to do it right there. Yeah.
All
right.
That'll be one of the hashtags for this show. Yell it at your dick.
Yeah.
All right. With an E.
An E.
All right. So David Spada, Julianne Moore. Those are our two names, and you each have one lifeline. You can each, and this is where it's interesting with Jason, is you can go to Jason once. Jonathan and Colleen for Joe. Clark.
Heather.
Chad.
Josh. One time you can ask them for help. Joe, the films of Julianne Moore or David Spade?
Julianne Moore. I mean, David Spade.
There's a film called that?
It should be.
Do you know how this game works?
No. I just want to know. I do.
Just name a movie that one of those two is in.
All right, fine. Okay. Safe.
Oh, okay. I would have held on to that one if I were you.
Damn it.
But
told you I didn't know.
But it's hard to keep them in your head sometimes. Clark?
Tommy Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
The only one you had, Jonathan?
No, Boogie Nights.
Yes, of course, Boogie Nights.
Josh? Grown-ups.
Grown-ups. Julianne Moore was a clown in a movie with Tim Meadows called The Ladies' Man.
Oh, God.
So Spade might have could have maybe shown
might
up.
Might have showed up there, yeah. Sure.
He's part of that crew. Joe? And, you know, it doesn't hurt to use your lifeline early sometimes.
And what do I have to do now?
You have to name another movie that hasn't been named yet that's got Julianne Moore or David Spade in it. But you can go to Colleen once and ask for her help if you want.
Okay.
Put your microphone in the right spot.
I'm doing it. Kingsman 2.
What's it really called?
The Golden Circle. Okay. Right?
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
You're proud of yourself for that?
Yes, I am. I'm keeping the franchise alive.
All right. Clark?
Joe Dirt.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that already came up once tonight, didn't it?
Did it?
I think so. It didn't? I thought somebody said something about Joe Dirt.
I said Joe Dirt 2.
Yeah.
It was Joe Dirt 2, so yeah. That does not count.
No, it doesn't.
But Bad Santa 2 does.
Mm-hmm.
I got no. Hey, it's my only fucking point. Come on.
It's the only point.
And it's mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, did they make a Joe Dirt 2?
I think so. Did they, like, for like straight to cable or whatever?
Crackle.
Straight to Crackle.
That's my answer.
It's crackling.
Opening on Crackle. Yeah. That's what you're going with?
Yeah, Joe Dirt 2. Okay. That way I don't have to go to my lifeline yet.
Yeah. Some people call it JDT.
Then I'll go with Grown Ups 2.
Yeah, I was wondering why that one was still hanging out
yeah.
there. Well, that was still flapping around.
I think it's funny that we're all just naming David Spade movies.
Well, I'll do a Julianne Moore movie. I don't mind taking a few shortcuts.
Whoa! hold on.
So now you get it?
Yeah, finally. Hold on. Magnolia.
Yes.
The
Clark.
Big.
Sorry. The Big Dirt.
Yes, thank you, Doug. The Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski, of course. Jonathan? You want to use your lifeline?
I have to use my lifeline.
All right. Jason?
Grandma's boy.
Yeah.
Does that sound good to you, Jonathan?
That sounds great. Grandma's
boy. That's because it's correct.
Man.
Josh?
Why can't I think of one movie that Julianne Moore was in? She's been in like a million movies, and
I
can't think of one.
She's great. She was in that one with the one person.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was in that other one where she...
She was in one of the Jurassic Parks.
Oh, boy, you're really looking for trouble with that one.
No, because I'm going to need a full title, won't I?
Yeah, you will.
And then I said it out loud, and now one of them knows the full title. Yeah.
Maybe your lifeline can help you.
Chad.
I don't have that one. I have Evolution.
Oh, nice.
And which one of the two was in that movie?
That was Julianne. No,
that's a very valid question, actually.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go back to Spade because I want to leave plenty of Julianne Moore's for you, John. and I'm going to go The Coneheads.
Oh. Wow, nice.
Yeah. Oh, that made me think of another one. Go ahead, Joe.
Dickie Roberts.
Full title.
Former child star. Is that right? Fuck yeah!
I love how you reward yourself.
I'm all about the subtitles, man.
Yeah, but you got
it's quite an achievement.
Clark.
The David Spade classic, The Hours.
Oh, yes.
He was the one with the nose,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally. Nailed it.
What movie did she do with Tom Hanks? Was that Sully? No,
it was one of the. I know who you're thinking of.
I wish Sully had a question mark at the end of it.
Sully? God damn it! I don't know it.
Who's gonna land this bird,
Sully?
Those commercials would have been great. And then just him like this. Okay. Did you go?
That was kind of my answer, yeah.
Okay, so Jonathan's out. But he was a great competitor.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for Day of the Dead Bloodline.
I don't speak in it, so that's...
Lots of growling, right?
You really don't Nashing? Speak?
No, I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we set it up earlier that you play the talking one. The talking
I do, and then, you know, shit goes bad.
Okay. Can't wait to see it. Thank you for being here. Like on the set of that thing, on the set of that thing you do, did Tom Hanks walk around acting gay the whole time?
No.
Or was that pretty much out of, they didn't really mess with it? Like, did your character have to grapple with his gayness?
No, him and Howie Long were...
Like a couple?
Yeah.
And they shot those scenes. Are they available anywhere?
They would keep kissing after they cut.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Who was harassing who? They had a kissing scene for real?
No.
Tom Hanks and Howie Long?
But Howie Long does play his gay lover in scenes that were cut from That Thing You Do.
Yep.
Did you know that, Josh?
I did not know that.
Yeah. And do you have an answer now? I gave you a lot of time to think. You're too busy thinking about what are they talking about? Howie Long was it?
Yeah.
Kissing Tom Hanks?
Yeah, keep talking for a little while longer. All right, so Julia Roberts was in. Who?
It's right there. Just say Wonder. It's right there in front of your face.
Hold on. Who? Oh, Julianne Moore. Julianne Moore. Julianne Moore was in Jurassic Park 2. Yelling at your dick.
I'd watch that.
I don't fucking know the whole
thing. All right, well, okay, so you're out.
There's a longer version she of was Jurassic in, Park 2. Yeah.
There's no part two, and it's just called The Lost World Jurassic Park. Yeah, and it's confusing.
You have to say it in that order?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, wow.
Which I just did. Your turn.
Far From Heaven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, Mr. I don't like Todd Haynes movies.
Mm-hmm. If you'd have said who directed Far From Heaven, I would have went that guy that directs movies I don't like.
Fair enough.
I wouldn't even be able to tell you his name. What's his new one? Did he do Wonderstruck?
Yeah, Wonderstruck.
Yeah.
Wonder okay. something.
I'll see that.
You didn't do Wonder, though.
No, Wonder Wheel is, what's his name? Woody Allen.
Woody Allen?
Yeah.
It's a lot of Wonder this season.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
It's the year
and
of the Wonder.
Yeah. Four fucking movies with Wonder in the title.
The Wonders.
Yeah. Oh! I think Jonathan wins just based on that.
I love it.
Keeping it real.
It's O-netters.
Well, you definitely earn your Spider-Man toys.
Here, you get this one too.
Oh, yeah, you're out also. All right, who's next?
Me.
Clark?
The Kids Are All Right.
Oh, yeah.
Love that movie. It's real good.
Right. The Kids. I'm just writing it slowly so I can think of another movie. Oh, yeah.
Wow. I'm gonna play this part back because that didn't even sound like your voice. You were like, "Oh yeah,
oh."
He was like,
yeah.
Sean Connery was here for a second.
No, because it just shot into my head. A movie that I enjoy when it's on the cable television because it's fun to go back and watch Jeremy Piven when he had less hair but was much younger in a motion picture with David Spade called PCU.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Good poll.
Joe?
Hotel Transylvania 2.
Okay.
No subtitle.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm just going to ride that one. Sorry.
Did anybody say Hotel Transylvania? I feel like I heard this on an episode recently and someone got caught in this trap.
Seagull Trap?
It was a different game, though.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
A different game.
But was David Spade in the first one?
I don't know.
You want to take a stab at it? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to go to your lifeline? You haven't gone to your lifeline yet.
I haven't. All right. Yeah. Heather, do you have any suggestions?
The prize winner of Defiance, Ohio. Is it Julianne Moore movie? Thanks for the clarification.
She could clearly see on my face. I was like, oh, which one of them is in that? All right. Thank you.
You want to go with that?
Sure. Thank you, Heather.
Good job, Heather.
Thank you, Heather.
Wow. That was an impressive pull. I'm going to barely write that one down. I'm just going to write Defiance. That's all I need. The Bench Warmers.
Nice.
Black Sheep?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't I say Black Sheep?
You said Tommy Boy.
I know, but didn't I say Black Sheep also?
Mm-mm.
No, I didn't. Okay.
Nice try, though.
Yeah, no. 9 months.
Yes.
Oh, you were? Yeah.
9 months. Good one. I'm going to go with, what was that one where she was all like, I can't believe this is happening to me. Still Alice.
Yeah.
That was my impression of Alzheimer's. No, it's just most Julianne Moore movies, her character can say, what is happening to me? Because some shit happens to her. All right, Joe, we got to wrap this up.
All right, Colleen, I need to help.
Colleen.
Crazy nights?
What?
Eight crazy nights.
Sandler did it, so yes.
He's a voice in it?
No. Yes.
Wait, you have to be confident.
Come on, Colleen.
I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure. It's good enough for me. Clark?
She was in a movie called In Dreams with Robert Downey Jr.
Neil Jordan. Nice.
All right. Damn. Shit. I think I'm going to have to tap. No. Don't do it. I'm out. I can't think of another one. Joe?
Oh, what's that Netflix movie? The Do-Over?
Oh, good one. Netflix movie.
That was actually a pretty good
bastard
movie.
I got to watch that one. The Do-Over.
Clark. She was in a movie called The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Ridiculous 6.
Whoa.
I'm going all Netflix. I'm binging Spade.
I got nothing left.
Hotel Transylvania.
That's all you got to say? But was he in that one? Does his character appear in the second one only, or is he in the first one too?
I don't know.
He's
but
probably in the first one.
Yeah.
Joe?
Beverly Hills Ninja.
Whoa. Clark's got one. She just thought of one.
No.
No?
That
wasn't him. This is a game change. Oops. Was he okay? He was in. God. Billy Madison.
No. I'm sorry. Sorry to say that it's finally happened. Joe Lynch is our winner.
Oh my God! I don't know. Colleen, this is all you. Colleen, Eight Crazy Nights.
She helped out.
The best Hanukkah animated film saves my life. So thank you.
I think it was the Russian hat he's wearing, but that's, you know.
It could be rigged. I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
We'll talk over Rocky. It's all good.
All right, you guys. Where's the winner of all this stuff?
Colleen's right there. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck indeed. Hey. Chad, do you have a shithead on the back of your thing?
I don't.
No? What's your shithead?
Pedophile supporters.
Okay. Did you say of course?
No, I said pedophile supporters.
Oh, okay. I thought you said pedophiles, of course.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
They're shitheads for sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. All right, Josh, what do you got to plug?
Oh, I do a podcast.
Show's over, buddy.
Yeah, I do a podcast with Freddie Prinze Jr. called Prince and the Wolf. It's on iTunes. It's a lot of fun. And
I love it.
Comedian. Oh, thanks, man. ComedianJoshWolf.com for tour dates. I'm in Peoria, Illinois this weekend. And but I'm in Brea next weekend, which is whatever date that is.
Jukebox Comedy Club in Peoria, yeah. And the Improv in Brea.
Yep.
Great clubs.
Yeah.
Great times. Josh Wolf.
I'm quoting you with that. I'm putting it on my website.
Yeah, what's your wife's movie called again?
Forever My Girl comes out January 19th. Like I said, she wrote it. She directed it. So, yeah, that's good stuff.
She's awesome. I did a film for
Bethany.
Her
first one. Yeah.
Little Chenier.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. We won every award except for Sundance.
Oh, neat.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan?
I have a movie called Day of the Dead, Bloodline, which is another George Romero, you know, of the line. Of
reimagining, if you will.
Reimagining. What was the title? The Bold.
It's the trailer says, it's a bold new vision.
It's a bold new vision.
I mean, it's not a balls to the wall cinematic anarchy. But it still sounds pretty cool. Thanks. Did you have a good time tonight?
I had a great time, and I just like to plug my wife later. Huh? But I like to also...
Shit sells itself, folks.
JulieSolomon.com. You guys will learn everything there is about the internet.
Oh, okay.
That's not it. What is it? Oh, the influencer.
Wow. What's so close. He got close. Did he almost plug your thing?
Was he
right?
Close?
Is that right? The influencer?
You no, almost plugged your wife.
Fuck, I'm still naming movies.
You did not penetrate that plug. No. There will be no plug.
The influence. Is that right?
One of those.
Call it out.
You're so fucked, dude. Hey, gosh, but look what he's bringing home.
Yeah.
You know what's up?
Clark, what do you got to plug?
My new podcast is called Sending the Wolf. My first guest was Sam Levine talking The Godfather. Today we put up an episode with Rebecca McKendry talking Vertigo. And next week is Mark Bernardin talking The Terminator. You can find it on the internet. It's there. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and ClarkWolf.com. Thank you. Thanks for having
me. Thank you.
Doug.
Thanks for coming back.
So fun.
Appreciate
you.
It. And Joe Lynch, Mayhem is everywhere.
So it's all over. It's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray on December 26th. It comes out on Shudder, for you, all of you really cheap people, in February, streaming. But my new film, Me, Myself, and Colleen, has just been greenlit, starring Jonathan Scheck.
Yes!
And this other guy.
Yeah, why is my face all over the poster if he's the star of it? That seems
weird.
Well,
it says really small, and Jonathan
Scheck. I'm the bad guy.
Right there.
Oh, yeah, he
plays the bad guy.
I like it.
I love it. Also, the 48-hour marathon, which has probably already happened by the time the podcast happens.
No, this will be out tomorrow.
Oh, even better. Yeah. Starts on Friday at 5 p.m. and ends on Sunday. You know, just check it out.
Tune in all weekend long,
guys. Good cause, lots of celebrities and other people as well.
Yeah, I'll be there, like looking at all the celebrities. Don't forget about my holiday taint shows between Christmas and New Year's in San Diego and Irvine. And thank you one more time to all of my guests, Josh Wolf, Jonathan Scheck, Clark Wolf, and Joe Lynch. As always, pedophile supporters are a shithead.
Of course.
Of course. These get more important as we go through them. Liberals who didn't tell the Republican reps to vote against the tax bill are a shithead. And Taco Bells that don't serve breakfast, even though they have a sign promoting breakfast, is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.